Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. My name is Drew Badger. This is episode 241 of the Big Scary News. And unfortunately, we're going to start off with some sad news from one of our own. This comes to us via John LaFlamboy of Zombie Army Productions and Hell's Gate Haunted House in the Chicago area. Chris Vertis, a.k.a. Reverend, a.k.a. Shaman Vibes, was one of our first actors in the early days of Statesville Haunted Prison. As a kid, he was constantly curious and had more energy than he knew what to do with. Backstage, he was constantly touching things he shouldn't and asking one question after another to our management. He always wanted us to know that he was there. He wanted to be seen. With a big smile, he had the energy of a happy puppy, and we loved him for it. In the show, he gave everything he had to the customers. In fact, he was the first recipient of the Oops, I Peed My Pants Award, an award we created for him after seeing how much pride he had after a customer full-on lost their bladder in front of his scare. That really tickled him. Out of the show, he was one of the kindest humans I knew. Generous, caring, and always ready to help a friend in need, Chris was one of the good guys. After years of battling cancer, with the courage and strength that most of us could only dream of having, Chris's fight is now over. We will miss his presence in our lives, but we will always remember the love he shared with us and the light he shined in the face of an impossible fight. Rest well, my friend. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Chris Vertis and offers up this moment of silence. We have this from the Black Box Haunted House event happening in Hagerstown, Maryland. We're back and bigger on October 20th through the 22nd and October 27th through the 29th at the Authentic Community Theater. Join us for the premier downtown Hagerstown Haunted House, a live-action haunted attraction sure to chill you to the bone. Who will survive the Black Box? The Haunted House opens from dark until we finish. The typical experience will last 30 to 40 minutes and will include a show and maze. We cannot guarantee anyone's time or how long the wait will be. We are expecting large crowds. As long as you're in the line before the ticket booth closes, we guarantee you'll get through the haunt. All ticket holders must be in line no later than 9 p.m. on Thursdays and 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday to guarantee their experience. Note, touching our actors will result in immediate ejection from the haunt. Our haunt is video and audio recorded, and if any of our actors are injured due to someone assaulting them, Authentic Community Theater Incorporated has the right to and will pursue criminal charges. Located at the ACT Black Box Studio, 43 South Potomac Street in Hagerstown. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/ACT Black Box Studio. We have this from the Toontown Tucson Halloween Haunted House in Tucson, Arizona. We're getting ready to make you scream. The trail is different every year. We're open October 30th and 31st from 5 to 10 p.m. Cost is a $1 donation to the Southern Arizona Community Food Bank. We're located at 8343 North Wanda Road in Tucson. We recommend that younger children or the faint of heart come before dark. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/tomb.town.tucson. We have an update from The Haunt in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want your kids to experience a haunted house but worried they might be too afraid? Get your tickets to Kids Day at The Haunt October 30th from noon to 5 p.m. There will be face painting, games, a costume contest, candy, local vendors, and more. Go trick-or-treating with our friendly monsters and walk through the haunt with the lights on. Don't worry though, there will be a scarier haunt for older kids. Special pricing for kids too, and adults get in free when accompanied by a child. Get more information at the-haunt.com. We have this news from the Depot Street Brewery in Jonesboro, Tennessee. On October 29th, come celebrate Halloween with us. Enjoy Raylan's spooky animatronics and other decorations. Join in the fun by participating in a costume contest and jack-o'-lantern contest while we watch scary movie trailers and a Halloween movie to top it off. Starting at 5 p.m., visit facebook.com/Depot Street Brewing for more information. We have a little sad news from the Terror on 20th Haunt in Cape Coral, Florida. We are sorry to say that our annual haunt has been canceled this year. We've just got too much damage from Hurricane Ian. We will post more information regarding the future, so keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TerrorOn20th. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Deborah S. Hayes to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 18th through the 20th at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Deborah S. Hayes played Claudette in the original Friday the 13th, and this marks Deborah's second ever con appearance. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Haunted Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. The Haunted Red Mill is returning with its annual Trunk or Treat. The event will be held on Sunday, October 23rd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Load your trunks up and come on down to the Haunted Red Mill. There will be activities and games for the kids. Dr. D will be there rocking the day away, spinning tunes, and emceeing the event. Cars participating in the Trunk or Treat get in free. Get more information at facebook.com/HauntedRedMill. We have this news from the Dead City Haunted House and Asylum 49 Haunted House in Tooele, Utah. We have a new announcement. The oppressive city of Murray was impossible to work with, so we had to shut down, and all of our amazing monsters and creations have moved to the Asylum 49 Haunt in Tooele. This is a huge and amazing haunted attraction and a major draw for adrenaline rush seekers everywhere. Come get your Halloween haunting fix. Use code DEADCITY22 when purchasing Asylum 49 tickets and get a free stat or VIP upgrade. That's a $10 value. Get more tickets and info at asylum49.com. We have this news from the Hidden Haunted Attraction in Liverpool, Ohio. Calling all ghouls and goblins, join us for the second annual Halloween Spooktacular at The Hidden on Sunday, October 30th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for some fun for the whole family. Rain or shine, food, craft vendors, Chinese auction, a magic show, trick-or-treat trail, pony rides, and more. Wear your best costume and start your journey on the trick-or-treat trail to score some candy and meet some of our famed monsters that lurk inside of the Hidden Haunted Trail every night, including Jason Voorhees, Candy the Clown, and many more. Get more general information at facebook.com/TheHiddenHauntedAttraction. We have this news from the Little Tokyo Ghost Club in Los Angeles. The Little Tokyo Ghost Club presents the 6th annual Haunted Little Tokyo Block on Saturday, October 29th. This 21 and up event invites ghosts and ghouls to explore downtown LA's most historic neighborhood after dark and experience Little Tokyo like never before. This year, the block party will be at our favorite secret location in Little Tokyo. The event will include all the favorites from previous block parties, including DJs, costume contest, and a bevy of fangtastic food and beverages for purchase from Little Tokyo's most spellbinding businesses. Entrance is free with RSVP. The secret location will be shared upon check-in at Brunswick Station, 360 East 2nd Street. RSVPs will close on Friday, October 28th at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Get more information at littletokyola.org/haunted. We have this news from the Old Town Recreation Center in Stillwater, Maine. The Haunted Forest returns to the Old Town Recreation Center after a 2-year hiatus due to COVID. The scare is back. Opening to the public, happening Friday, October 21st from 8 to 10:30 p.m. Get more information at facebook.com/oldtownrecreation. We have this news from Cherokee Caverns in Knoxville, Tennessee. On October 21st through 23rd and 28th through the 30th, Cherokee Caverns presents Trick or Treat in the Cave 2022. Trick or treat along the cave path that's lit purple and orange in your favorite Halloween costume. Gather yummy treats and surprises along the stalagmites and stalactites. You will have many fun surprises around each corner as you celebrate this family fun and safe Halloween Knoxville tradition at Cherokee Caverns. Also enjoy some wonderful local shopping outside the cave. We'll have some coffee and cocoa you can enjoy by the bonfire as we usher in the East Tennessee fall weather. There will be several photo ops set up for you to post on your social medias, which is always super fun. The Ghostbusters and Ecto-1 will be joining us for trick-or-treats. The cave is always a comfy 58 degrees. Our cave path is stroller and wheelchair friendly. Happy Halloween to you, your family, and all our cave friends. More information can be found at historiccherokeecaverns.com. We have this from the Houstonville Haunted House in Junction City, Kentucky. Houstonville After Hours Blackout is returning for one night only, October 30th, from 12:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. The event will be right after the Saturday night regular haunted house. This is an extreme event. One group, one glow stick, total darkness, with creatures just waiting in the darkness to steal your peepers right out of your skull. Who will be the protector of the light? Will they hold on to it? Or will the creatures snatch your only light source, leaving your group in total darkness? Who will come up missing when you make it to the end, if you even make it that far? You must be at least 13 with an adult, purchase tickets on site, and only the bravest are expected to survive. More information at HoustonvilleHH.com. And finally, this sad news from the West Coast Halloween Convention. The West Coast Halloween Convention has been forced to cancel our 2023 event. We are beyond devastated to share this news with you. The show must go on is in our DNA. However, we've been unable to secure an adequate venue for the event, and attempting to put on the show in only a few short months is not only unfair to our amazing team of volunteers, but also unfair to you, our loyal attendees and vendors who are looking to secure time off and make travel arrangements. We are taking this extra time to secure a venue and will announce dates for 2024 as soon as we have them. In the meantime, we will be supporting and encourage all of you to attend Ghosts of Summer PDX at the Oregon Convention Center July 29th and 30th, 2023. Stay tuned for updates on 2024. Again, we are heartbroken to have to share this news, but we will always do what we can to put on a quality event for you. Thank you for all your support. Ed Roberts, the founder and chairman of the West Coast Halloween Convention. Keep up with updates at HalloweenConvention.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about sense to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we are going into the haunt season in the most glorious month of the year, of course being October, you know, I have to look back over the years when we do music shows. You know, Midnight Syndicate is up performing at Cedar Point this month in Sandusky, Ohio. We've had them on the show many, many times. Virgil Franklin. We've had Dee Snider. We've had Ace Von Johnson. We've had so many good people, great musicians. Jimmy Psycho from Psycho Charger. Lots of interesting characters. And a few months ago, I was contacted by Beth Miller of the original Scab 5. If you go back through our archives, you can find that interview. And she told me that she was working on a collaboration with guitarist Neil Zaza. Some of you may know him from the band Zaza back in the old glam hair metal days, but he's been doing instrumental melodic rock for, oh gosh, almost 40 years, I would say. You know, if you're an old metalhead like me and you remember Mike Varney's Shrapnel Records with people like Vinnie Moore and Tony McAlpine and Michael Lee Firkins and, you know, even a young Marty Friedman and Jason Becker when they had a band called Cacophony. You know, it's that kind of melodic music, although I don't believe Neil's ever been on Shrapnel. We'll definitely have to ask about it. But they're collaborating on a really interesting theatrical experience that Neil calls One Dark Night. It's a rock symphony of the macabre. And he's going on a small tour later this month in the upper Midwest, in the Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania area. So we are in the studio and we're talking with Beth and Neil. Beth and Neil, how are you guys?
Great.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Man, I remember the first time I ever saw a flyer for Neil Zaza was you were putting on a music clinic in Raleigh, North Carolina, probably around 1992, 1993. And I unfortunately did not go, but the name, being a little unusual, stuck with me. And then when Beth calls me up or contacts me and says, I'm working with Neil, I'm like, holy crap, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
But, it's a blessing or a curse, that last name, you know. I will say this, though. People, it always gets misspelled. It's so easy, right? Z-A-Z-A. But, man, they will put a space in it or two capital Z's or it's something. But you can't forget it.
No,
I guess.
Once you hear it, you don't forget it. And once you hear your music, you don't normally forget it. You know, so many of back in the days when, you know, when I was listening to all the Shrapnel Records folks, it was all about neoclassical, just as fast as you can be. You've got the chops, but you don't always play that fast. You play a lot more melodic, a lot more, shall we say, restrained. But, man, you have some chops going back and listening to a lot of your stuff.
Oh, thank you. You know, that Shrapnel era was such a pivotal thing for me. As you had mentioned, I had never been signed to Shrapnel, but those guys were very influential, hearing, you know, Paul Gilbert or Vinnie Moore. And in fact, I met Mike Varney, who was the president of Shrapnel, as I was doing one of my records, Staring at the Sun, at drummer Steve Smith's house. And he brought over Michael Lee Firkins to guest on this one song on that record. So it was like the big Shrapnel convention at Steve Smith's house. But it was a great time, a great era. Yeah, the prerequisite was that, you know, you had to have some chops and play. But since then, maybe it's, you know, the advanced age I'm at, or I joke, but I really, you know, technique is an interesting thing. Is you can't use it all the time. If you use it all the time, then it just becomes like background noise. So I still have a lot of chop, but I kind of pick and choose my battles and where I place it a little more carefully than I did when I was young.
How many Mixolydian scales can you play in a row? Well, we won't find out tonight, but let's talk about One Dark Night. Now, this is not just an album. This is more of a theater experience. You know, I mentioned Midnight Syndicate, and they do their live show up at Cedar Point. And every year, they have a new theme. They bring in actors and set designers, and they create this experience. I know, you know, I've been lucky enough to see several of their shows, as couple other members of the show have been lucky enough to do that, but tell us what One Dark Night Rock Symphony of the Macabre actually is.
Absolutely. The overall theme is we chose some heavy classical gothic sounding pieces. Of course, I rocked them up, and we did a record of that. I did a record of that called One Dark Night. So then it came down to actually taking this all this material, this heavy classical material, and kind of formulating a plan as to getting it on the stage. What does it look like? What are we going to do with it? And so that's where it all started in 2018. I had a CD that was done. We had a show at the Akron Civic Theater. And lo and behold, I meet haunting legends, the Millers, and they really guided me into like how to properly frame this music and this presentation into something that really is an experience rather than just, you know, yes, I could get up on stage with some string players and a choir or whatever it is and play, but let's really do something visual with this. And that's was the starting point for everything in 2018.
So they have been creative consultants with you, and I assume they brought in people to help do set design work and maybe brought in some actors to help, you know, work with people, work with your stage, you know, with cues and things like that. I understand that one of our sponsors, Screamline Studios, has had a big part in your show.
So, yeah, the first year, Jason was one of the first ones that we thought of, and he helped build this creepy cage for drum kits and just put that. I mean, you immediately know a Screamline Studios piece, and this was immediately recognizable as Jason's work, and it was so impactful on the stage. Part of One Dark Night is bringing in, you know, it's a little different every year, so we use different people every year, but Jeff Beck helped the first year. And I'm trying to think, Mike Maxim, got quite a few local haunters that we brought in. I think Rex wasn't in the first year. I just assume Rex was part of something because he's part of everything. but it's been fun, you know, bringing the different look and the different talents and the different personalities each year into the show and watching it kind of grow and evolve. And I hate to use organic because that gets way overused, but that's definitely how it's felt. But yeah, anytime Jason touches anything, it's immediately.
Yeah, those pieces were incredible.
Yeah, the quality immediately gets jacked up when Jason's working on it.
Well, I cannot say anything but good things about Jason and his company because, you know, he has been a sponsor with us since day one, and I own several of his pieces that I have bought over the years, and every single one of them has held up really well. So, and I know that he had a hand in designing some of Midnight Syndicate stuff up in Sandusky for their early years. I don't know if he's still associated with, but I know that you know, that stuff's built to last. So if I go to a One Dark Night performance, what can I expect? I assume there will be a lot of spooky lighting and fog and a lot of really cool music, but without spoiling anything, what kind of experience can one expect if they attend a performance?
So it's really an experience. So on one hand, you're going to get the big, bright, bombastic presentation of a big rock show. I hate to use the analogy, but I'm going to. It's like the TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra of Halloween, in that it's big, it's loud, it's bold. You know, the music is really strong. But you're also getting, we tell a story throughout the show, and that's reflected on the big screen in the back. So we feature all kind of different video multimedia stuff that adds to the story. We really focus on a lot of the classic horror films, a lot of the classic horror characters. And Beth had mentioned Mike Maxim. He just redid a majority of our video wall content for this year, so it's really, really up another level.
Yep.
So then we have the haunting contingent in the show. So whether it's when you walk in the lobby,
yep,
you immediately get the experience that this is not your mom and dad's Halloween show. Like, it, you definitely get to feel that it's something unique. They interact throughout the show on stage, in the crowd. So then we also have added, the past 2 years, we added some ballet to it. Now, that sounds like such an odd bedfellow, like it would never work. And my analogy to that is, you know, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you know, chocolate and peanut butter should not work together, but yet they do. And it's been such a big part of the show. So we've every year is different. And as Beth had mentioned, it's organic. So every year we change it up a little bit. You know, one year we might have a 20-piece string section. Now this year we might have dancers. We may have a choir one year. It's every show, every year, every version is a little bit different. But it really is an experience. It's a big rock show. There's a storyline that goes through it that I find pretty fascinating, in that, you know, we as Halloween lovers and as Americans, obviously Halloween is the new Christmas, if I could be so irreverent. You know, we love these characters. We love these classic horror characters. But the question we pose during the show is, maybe we love these monsters and this stuff so much because it's a projection of what's inside. You know, maybe the real monster is within us, is in looking in the mirror. So we definitely go through that storyline and give some kind of details as to how we view on that. So it's a little bit of everything. I love it, and everyone that comes to it really seems to enjoy it.
Well, with your neoclassical influences from back in the day, there's no doubt that ballerinas would work, since, you know, they mostly perform to classical type music.
Right, exactly.
Now, some of the music you use is kind of a takeoff on some traditional, and dare I say, public domain classical music. Can you give an example of a couple of the tunes that you might hear at a show at your performances?
Of course. So we selected some of the stuff that a lot of people will know, but definitely has a heavy gothic feel or vibe, like Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, or Sasson's Dance Macabre, or A Night on Bald Mountain, down to even things like Beethoven Moonlight Sonata, or Mozart, or some of these things that people will really know that, but they haven't heard it this way. It's presented a certain way. We're like, I know that. Whoa. Did he bend it that way? You know, so we really kind of put nitrous oxide in the original composition and kind of set it on fire.
Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a show. And from what I understand, you're doing a 4-city tour at the end of October. You're going to be in Lorain, Ohio, Carmel, Indiana, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, and Warren, Ohio. What are the dates? What are the theaters that you'll be performing at?
On the 20th, it will be Lorain Palace. I'm going on memory now. And then on the 22nd, It's the Palladium in Carmel, Indiana. I haven't been there, but I've seen photos, and it's just an absolutely beautiful theater. And then on the 28th of October, no, it's the...
This is the 20th.
20th, Lorraine.
The 28th in Pennsylvania.
Carnegie, Pennsylvania is the 29th.
29th. I think the, let's see, look, we're so concerned about getting everything down, I don't even know what the dates are.
Thursday the 20th is in Lorraine, and the 29th is in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. Very close to Pittsburgh.
Okay, I had the 28th at Carnegie and the 29th at Warren.
That's exactly right, the 29th at Warren, that's exactly right.
I did do some research for this interview, so...
Thank you. You know better than us, thank you. I'm going to call you the day of the show to be sure we go to the right spot.
I will take that call gladly. So, I assume you can get tickets through the various theaters, but is there a singular website where people can just go to purchase tickets for any of these shows if they're in the area?
Absolutely. I'm going to look this up right now. So, I was fortunate enough to work with a promoter record label out of Cleveland. They've been fantastic. They're called Tragic Hero Records, and they've been... the promoter for these four shows. And so we have a catch page, and it's just www.merchbucket.com/collections/Neil Zaza. So if you go to any of my socials on Instagram or Facebook, you'll find, or One Dark Night, there'll be many links to that'll funnel you into where the tickets are.
Okay. And one of the things that we had talked about before you started was that you were trying to work with some haunted attractions in these areas. So maybe it's a little late this year, but perhaps if a haunted attraction in the Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Illinois area or beyond was interested in maybe working with you, maybe providing some actors or some support or something, when will you start looking for that? Because I assume that you'll continue this through 2023 and beyond.
Absolutely. So I don't know yet whether or not we'll have a presence at Transworld or MHC in which to meet and engage with some people, but I'm kind of eyeballing that to see whether or not that might be an option. But if anybody is interested in partnering, sponsoring, participating in, just have some ideas, they can email me at b.rmiller@yahoo.com. And we'd be super thrilled to hear ideas and to just look for opportunities to engage and partner. I mean, one of the reasons that One Dark Night has been so fun for me and Roger is, you know, we started out as actors, turned into makeup artists, and then kind of started moving around from different haunts, different projects. And One Dark Night is really creating this wonderful capsule to kind of hit every aspect of what we love about the haunted attraction industry and to broaden it and partner it. I mean, you know, the escape rooms hit the haunted attraction industry and everybody was like, yes, this is the next level. And so all the haunts, you know, it was the kind of the same thing as the tunnels. And the other entertainment industries are starting to notice and to catch on. And as much as it's fun, you know, Muse releasing a song that says "You make me feel like it's Halloween." That is so cool. Absolutely fabulous. But we want to acknowledge the haunted attraction industry and the creatives within it and not just take advantage of it, but participate and partner with them in this.
It sounds like a great time. What are you already working on plans for 2023? I assume that you're hoping to make it more than four nights because that's just way too short a tour, especially during October.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. We certainly have, some really great leads for 2023 that we couldn't get it done in 22, but, you know, the phrase next year, we're going to get it done next year. So yeah, it definitely, I'll bet you we'll double what we do this year or more. So.
It's been, you know, it's been interesting because much as the haunts have it, the theaters were all struggling too. Everybody's trying to figure out the new processes and how to come out of the pandemic and be successful. And so finding the theaters has, you know, they have to be cautious about their bookings too. So it made more sense to start out small and to just keep growing exponentially each year.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a new environment. COVID really, I think, in every business has changed what the word normal is. So we've done well this year. I'm really happy with it so far. So
excellent. And I assume the theaters will have their local COVID protocols in place. So rest assured, you will probably be very safe and very entertained while hitting these experiences. What's next after the Halloween season? Are you going on tour? Are you going to Europe or Japan or crossing the country again? Do you have any plans for a big worldwide tour? I know you released a new CD this year called Vermeer. Will you be touring in support of that?
Yeah, you know, just to actually to do a nod back to the effects of COVID, normally I had been on the road until obviously the pandemic hit. I would be in Asia probably 3 or 4 times, 5 or 6 weeks each time I was over there. So I was really touring overseas a lot until, so now it's picking back up. I know February or April, I'll be in Europe for a month or so. And I think Asia will come back to me very soon as well. So 23 looks really good if it could just hold together. There's no outbreak or anything else. I think I'll get back to being a road dog. Like, is my existence. It's been strange being home, right? Like, I'm not used to being home. I love being home, but it's just, I'm used to always getting up in the morning and getting on to where I'm going because I have a show that night. So it's been a little bit of an adjustment. So just these 4 dates for One Dark Night is, I can't wait. You know, I have a purpose in life again. So.
Well, once again, folks, if you're in Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, or anywhere else and you want to see Neil Zaza's One Dark Night Rock Symphony of the Macabre, it's not just a concert, it's an experience. They're going to be at the Lorraine Palace in Lorraine, Ohio on the 20th of October, the Palladium in Carmel, Indiana on the 22nd, the 28th at the Carnegie Theater in Carnegie, Pennsylvania, just outside Pittsburgh, and on the 29th at the Robbins Theater in Warren, Ohio. Neil, are there any websites? I know you mentioned all the socials and everything. What are the websites and social medias where people can get information about not just One Dark Night, but Neil Zaza in particular? Maybe tour dates, maybe order some music, and all things Neil.
NeilZaza.com, NeilZaza.com. And obviously all the socials are probably more up to date than the website. So certainly Instagram is a big one for me, and Facebook as well. So
that sounds great. So once again, folks, if you get an opportunity, go check out Neil Zaza's One Dark Night Rock Symphony of the Macabre, and maybe coming to a tour location somewhere near you in 2023, especially if you live in Europe or in the subcontinent or Asia or any place else that loves just really cool, very melodic, very metal sounding good music. There is no bad music out there. There's only bad audiences, but I think the audiences are very, very appreciative of what you do, Neil. I want to thank Beth Miller for putting this together and your husband, Roger, and thank you for all you've done in the industry. Neil, I wish you very much success on this. Anything else you'd like to tell the fans out there?
Just come out to the show. You have to see it. We're doing it especially for you. It's going to be a great time. And thank you so much for having us on tonight.
Absolutely. Enjoy doing it. Love talking to you. We'll talk a little bit more off the air. But once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy's Fog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.